In this podcast, you will practice your reading fluency by listening to and reading Bats at Night. Fluency is how smoothly you can read. The more words you know and the more you practice your reading, the smoother your reading gets. We check your fluency by timing you to see if you're able to read more words than you could before in a certain amount of time. We're going to try that today. First, I will read the selection aloud and you can follow along and listen. This way you can hear all the words or the names one time. You should follow the text with your finger so you don't lose your place. Bats at Night. Jill sat on the porch one night with her father. "Look at those bats," she said. Bats swooped in the dark. They ate bugs. Jill thought they were pretty to watch. She liked bats. "I wish I could fly like a bat," she said. "But I do not want to eat bugs." "It's late," her father said. "Time to go to sleep." Jill washed her face. She brushed her teeth. She got into her nice clean bed. Her father turned off the light. "Good night," he said. When he was gone, a bat flew in the window. It sat at the end of Jill's bed. It walked on its elbows. It looked at Jill. "Hello, bat," Jill said. "Did you eat all the bugs? Do you want more? I would like to help you, but I can't catch bugs." Jill looked at the bat closely. "It has a face like a dog, not a mouse," she thought. The bat jumped into the air and flew away. "Goodbye," Jill said. She hoped the bat would come again tomorrow night. She liked bats. Now you will read the selection. Again, use your iPod and time yourself. If you need help finding the timer or the stopwatch on your iPod, just ask a classmate or ask your teacher. When you get ready, make sure you tap on Start on your stopwatch and then read the whole selection. When you're finished, press Stop. Write down the time that you scored at the top of your paper. And now see if practicing can help you beat that time. Make sure you reset your stopwatch. Read the selection again. Write your new time. You can practice answering the questions at the end of the selection. And then next time, you can answer those questions again and see how you did on those as well. We'll see the next time you pull out this paper if you can improve your time even further. Hey, good work today. And remember, good reading takes practice.